Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I went on Spot Track. I feel like we talk about them every day now. Spot Rack.
Do we know if it's Spot Track or Spot Rack?
I don't know.
Maybe we could figure that one out.
Spot Rack.
Sure.
Spot Rack's website, which is just a cap contracts website. That is a great...
It's a great resource if you want to be an accountant. Yeah, for any just about any sport. It's got all the info, all the pertinent details. You too can write a mailbag question to your favorite beat writer that's very intelligent.
Okay. So I went and looked this up.
Mm-hmm.
Bud Dupree 15.4 franchise tag number. Projected contract for free agent tight end Eric Ebron, 4 years, $29 million. So that would be $7.4 million against the cap. Projected contract from Bills beat reporter Matt, don't call me Elizabeth, Warren, for Bills free agent edge rusher Shaq Lawson, 3 years, $26 million. So $8 million in change. If I have my druthers, do I want Bud Dupree at $15 million? Or do I want a starting tight end and a Bud Dupree replacement for $15 million? I know which one I'm taking. I want two rather than one.
Yep.
And no one talks about this. Lock and Fora even. They'll find a way to move heaven and earth. I don't want to move heaven and earth. They're in such a cap bind, and they're going to have to cut 4 or 5 guys to facilitate that. I don't want to do that. Shaq Lawson's a former first-round pick. He had 6 sacks in Buffalo last year. You're telling me opposite T.J. Watt he can't have 10? I think so. What's Bud Dupree at $15 million going to do? Go from 11.5 sacks to 20?
I think if you're the Steelers, you are making a mistake to think that the best of Bud Dupree is yet to come. I think we saw his best season in 2019, and I'm not going to rip the hell out of them for this, but I'm going to rip them if they just bring him back, move heaven and earth, and say, well, we drafted, this is what we talked about last hour, we drafted Bud, so we're really pot committed emotionally to Bud. You shouldn't be. The only problem I see with what you're saying there, though, is you're talking about projections on Numbers Pony from admittedly a very good and thorough website. It only takes one team to overpay Eric Ebron. It only takes one team to overpay Shaq Lawson. And then if you don't bring Bud Dupree back and you have tried to make a play for those guys and fail, then you're up you-know-what.
Well, but
creek.
I'm only naming two guys. You've got $15 million that you can split up between a pass rusher and a weapon. And instead what they would have is if they keep Vance McDonald and bring back Bud Dupree, that would be $22 million for your starting tight end and your starting outside linebacker.
When you bring it up as Bud and Vance, I mean, it's more appealing because Vance McDonald didn't put up numbers last year, whether Ben was there or not.
Then you're spending $7 million more for both of those guys combined.
I just feel like this is like a situation like Sidney Crosby and Connor Sheary now. You could plug and play, really, whenever you have a guy that's like T.J. Watt on the other side. I don't think you need to spend that much money to have a guy on the opposite side doing the same thing where you can get a guy for less money. And you have such a big-time, prototypical defensive pass rusher on the one side who's a Pro Bowler
gonna,
who's going to be good.
You're going to pay T.J. Watt huge money.
Yeah, you can plug
money.
A guy in there on where Bud Dupree was and still have the same production and also get a tight end.
You're
going to
pay
need.
T.J. Watt humongous money. Part of when he is time for it's time for a contract for him. part of the premium of paying him that much, or part of what you get, you should get when you pay him that much, is he force multiplies whoever's opposite him. So theoretically, the guy opposite him should come cheaper and be more like it should be easier to find and more affordable to find an effective pass rusher because TJ Watt plays opposite.
Yep. Eric Ebron in Indy with Andrew Luck, not Jacoby Brissett. 66 catches, 750 yards, 13 touchdowns.
Big talent, drops the ball once in a while. I mean, that's the thing.
Vance McDonald, big talent, drops the ball a lot.
You're being a little charitable, I think. You're being a little charitable, I think, when you say big talent for Vance, but that's just me.
Well, he was a second-round pick.
Okay. Eric Ebron's 13 touchdowns are what, more than Vance has in his whole career?
Yeah, but also, what direction do you want your offense going in? Because Eric Ebron doesn't block a lick. Vance McDonald actually blocks, and blocks pretty well whenever he's in there. So, well, I mean, what type of tight end do you want? I mean,
Steelers don't want that.
They don't want that tight end, that Heath guy that we were just talking about at the beginning of the show?
I want somebody who, on the 32nd ranked red zone, when they get inside the 20-yard line, can box somebody out and catch the football and turn 3 into 6 is what I'd like. I don't think they have enough guys who do that.
They want to run the ball, though. You might want that. We even might want that and say it's time to get with the times in the NFL, that tight ends that can create matchup problems are
the wave
of
the future.
Did you
just say the Steelers want to run the ball? Ben Roethlisberger's not going to let them run the ball, Chris.
The owner said they want to run the ball more this year and better. That's what the owner said.
So you think they're going to build their offense for 2020 to play ground and pound with a $35 million quarterback?
I think the owner's words will not just go completely ignored. But I think the
Fichtner and Ben are going to come in and they're going to rebuild their offense to just run people over.
Okay, so who do you think Ben would have? His good buddy Vance McDonald still around, or Eric Ebron?
I want a tight end
who
that
do you
plays.
Think Ben would rather.
Oh, I think Ben would rather have Vance McDonald, but I want a tight. But you
another
can't
good,
afford him.
It's another good example as to why he'll be here over Ebron.
Well, but if
day of
Ben
week.
Is his pick and he gets Vance McDonald, then he loses Bud Dupree.
Oh, I don't think Ben cares about anybody that plays on defense.
I don't think
guys.
He cares about Bud Dupree at all. He cares about coming back.
I think he'd have to at least think about it if he said it's either Switzer or Minka Fitzpatrick, and Ben would be like,
"Oh, come on, Chris."
They call them trolls or whatever. People just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
With pride.
What's a better use of $15 million, Bud Dupree or Ebron and Shaq Lawson? That is easy for me.
Easy. Very easy
for
me. Two for one.
I'm not disagreeing here.
Two over one.
The Penguins just made a trade where they sent one guy away who might have been the best player of the bunch overall and got two guys that made them deeper in return. I think that would be – I don't love Bud Dupree, but he might be the best of those three players. But you're still getting more players by quantity.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.